think one of the most common questions I get when I talk about this subject of freedom through higher awareness is, how do I know? How do I know if it's my ego talking or if it's my higher self talking? Well, the first answer to that question is that if it brings you peace, it is your higher self beckoning you. If it brings you turmoil, it is your ego beckoning you. So this is the first conflict that we can learn to resolve between the ego and the higher self. Remember, your ego wants to survive. If it can keep you in a state of inner turmoil, it's going to block you from knowing your spiritual self. From your ego's perspective, God is a threat. So it's going to do all that it can to keep you from experiencing that inner peacefulness where God's voice is so beautifully clear. You want peace. Every person on this planet wants to feel a sense of peace, of harmony, of joy, of fulfillment. If you begin to understand how your ego works and why, you can begin to see that it's going to do all that it can to keep you from enjoying that sense of peace. It's going to convince you that meditation is absurd, that being silent is crazy and it's a waste of time, that this is a world of conflict. This isn't a world where people can live together in peace. Look at the whole history of the world. Your ego constantly whispers in your ear, there's other people out there who are going to try to defeat you if you don't get stronger than they are. You've got to arm yourself. You've got to protect yourself. You've got to stay in this constant state of alertness. And there's a lot of dangers out there. This is a very dangerous and tumultuous world, says the ego. Your higher self says this is a safe place, that you're not this body. You are something else. You are something that is eternal. You can witness all of this. You don't have to be filled with all of this anxiety and stress. So there's this conflict that's going all the time. And the typical peace avoidance behaviors that most of us exhibit in our lives include things like confronting and arguing. Nothing brings about an inner feeling of turmoil faster than allowing yourself to be seduced into fighting or arguing. And the ego is pushing you to do just that, to keep that turmoil alive and moving in your life. So make that other person wrong. You are right. You are special. You are unique. They have no right to talk to you like that. And so you find yourself being ego-driven and self-absorbed. The moment that you can let go of that, you begin listening to your higher self. Another kind of behavior that shows up over and over again is competing and comparing yourself. When you compare yourself to others as a measurement of your performance or feelings of success, you're at the mercy of your false self. You've bought into the erroneous idea that God plays favorites and that you will in some way be better when you are ahead of someone else. Ego is talking to you in a style that you've probably been taught to believe is important to your success in life. Ego tells you, if he can, so can you. You are much smarter, much prettier, much stronger, much more spiritual, more stable. You see, you have to assert your superiority and show them the truth. You are the best. Now get out there and prove it to everyone. You must purchase something they can't afford to demonstrate how successful you are. This is the ego promoting this kind of turmoil, which keeps you off balance, which doesn't allow you to just enjoy your life. Your higher self is saying over and over again, you don't have to do that. It's the little lady from Philadelphia in the coach who's whispering to you, you don't have to beat anybody else down to prove yourself. You are divine, just the way you are. Let go, relax, find your purpose. Let go of all of these ideas of other people being threats to you. It's not a threatening world. It's a peaceful world. Inside of you is not a sinner. Inside of you is a saint, is someone that is peaceful and beautiful and loving. Your ego promotes you chasing and striving after things. Every movie you go to anymore has a chase scene in it because somebody has to be finding something else out and going after more and chasing somebody else down. All this turmoil. Worrying is another form that this turmoil takes in your life. Finding all the things that you have to be concerned about and keeping your ego constantly telling you, well, you don't know what might happen to your children and you better get yourself armed and protected and who knows what could happen and the ozone layer is opening up and the world is falling apart and there's going to be a hurricane and there's going to be another earthquake and it's endless kinds of worry, worry, worry about everything you can. The ego loves to keep you at that state of inner turmoil because when you are at turmoil, the ego is in charge. When you're at peace, God is a charge, and the ego fears God. The ego says constantly, don't you realize how special you are? You're not like everyone else. You got to get people to notice you and approve of you. If they don't notice you, there's something wrong with you. So you go out and you spend your life in trying to be noticed through these purchases and through all of this bragging and all of this kind of ego-dominated self-absorption, which puts the focus on you. And as you do that, you lose sight of this higher part of yourself. And the higher part of yourself is what the ego fears. Therefore, the ego will keep you doing things that say, notice me, notice me. It will put deadlines on you. It will put pressures on you. It'll convince you over and over again that you can't ever take time to relax. Because if you do, somebody else is going to get ahead of you. That's the ego. That's the ego talking. The higher self is saying something else. I want peace. I am peaceful. I am blissful.